Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. A Sebowing man was acquitted of multiple drug-related charges after a two-day trial in Huron County 52nd Circuit Court yesterday. Michael Richard Metz, 30, was charged with two counts of delivery of methamphetamine, one count each of delivery of cocaine and delivery of a Scheduled IV drug, and two counts of using a computer to commit a crime. The jury deliberated for 4 hours before returning a verdict of not guilty on all six counts. According to the Huron County Prosecutor's Office, Metz allegedly participated in a series of controlled buys set up by the Bad Axe Police Department, and all transactions were monitored by multiple police officers. A confidential informant made all the purchases. Metz had been facing a potential sentence of up to 20 years in prison on each of the methamphetamine and cocaine charges. And a mid-Michigan murder case tied to a Saginaw Township motel is moving closer to sentencing after a suspect entered a no-contest plea in court. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Daniel Varnes accepted responsibility for three criminal counts, including second-degree murder and torture, in the killing of Teresa Johnson. Investigators say Johnson was found dead inside a room at the Roadway Inn and Suites on St. Mary's Lane on September 1st, 2024. An autopsy determined she died from numerous traumatic injuries. Authorities allege Varnes kept Johnson's body inside the motel room for roughly 2 days before it was discovered. Court proceedings had been delayed for months while doctors evaluated whether Varnes was mentally capable of standing trial. After completing a competency evaluation, he was ruled able to understand the charges and participated in his defense. By entering a no-contest plea, Varnes does not formally admit guilt but accepts that the court can treat the charges as proven. When he returns for sentencing later, he faces a prison term expected to exceed 3 decades. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to our more local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebowing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news. In Lansing, an Ingham County sheriff's deputy has been cleared of any criminal wrongdoing after acting in self-defense when fatally shooting a knife-wielding man, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced. The deputy shot and killed Cameron Joel Cothern, 27, after an encounter April 6, 2025, on US 127. Footage released by the sheriff's office showed an armed Cothern running toward a police vehicle. A second video showed Cothern jumping a barrier and running towards police with two knives. The deputy ordered Cothern to drop his knife or his weapons more than a dozen times. The deputy later fell to the ground as Cothern lunged towards them, at which point the deputy fired his pistol 3 times, fatally striking him. Law enforcement officers have the same privilege of self-defense as anyone else, Nessel said. An officer's decision about the level of force necessary to control an individual will be based on the officer's perception of the threat and the subject's apparent ability to carry out that threat. Under all of the facts and circumstances presented, the department concluded that the Ingham County sheriff's deputy acted in self-defense and defense of their fellow responding officer when they fatally shot Cameron Cawthorne. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboing Ace Hardware.